Mr. Steve Tolliver's here.
Hey,
we need
Steve.
Him on, man. Yeah. We need to get
it's
you
so
on the
good
air.
To see you. Get over here.
Yeah, we'll get him on the air over here.
We're going to put him on the air.
Get some pictures of us.
I sure will.
That's always a good thing when a woman says, you smell good. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I hear you good.
Too loud? Too high? Too loud?
No, just right.
Just right. Okay, good. Steve Tolliver and the Trop Rock Junkies are going to take the stage around 1 o'clock, I do believe.
That's right.
Yeah, man. How you doing, man?
Pretty good. Still hanging in there. We were on a 7-day Caribbean cruise last week that we played on board the Norwegian Escape.
Yeah, the Trop Rock cruise, as it's been, been coined. Katie Wall was here earlier. We were talking about it.
Oh, good, good. And that was a lot of fun. And, of course, we got off the ship in Miami yesterday and then had to drive 10 hours up here for last night. Got in late last night. And, but got a good night's sleep, so we're ready to go today here in just a little bit.
Ready to rock and roll. You know, last time we were supposed to hook up on the air was back last June. And so I went on ahead and did the spotlight thing without you. But and I shared it on you. You know, I sent it to you on Facebook the other day. And
yeah,
that was last year when we done that, when your latest CD came out at that time.
Right.
And yeah, I mean, I've been following you guys for a long time. And tell everybody that's listening, and we're streaming in 39 countries right now. So people that don't know Steve Tolliver and the Trop Rock Junkies, tell us about you.
Well, the band's been together 6 years, and I started writing songs. I played in the band when I was a kid, you know, and
yeah.
Then life and all of its responsibilities got in the way, so I kind of gave up on the music. And then about maybe 15 years ago, I started writing some songs, and I started doing that after doing a lot. I had moved to Florida, been doing a lot of boating and cruising to the Keys and over the Bahamas and dry tortugas and stuff in my boat, and and then later became a pilot, and I was flying like to the Cayman Islands, over the Bahamas, doing the same thing. And I thought, you know, I've done all these same experiences that Jimmy Buffett has,
right,
has
right.
done, you know. His boat's a little bigger and his plane's a little bigger than mine, but still, the same experiences. So so I drew on a lot of that cruising and flying and started writing some songs. And
wasn't you in like the newspaper business for a little while or something?
Yeah, I was actually a big printing company that printed publications. Pretty much all over the country. I was a sales rep for them. Got to drive around a lot to see clients. So, you know, on the driving, long drives, you know, I'd sit there and, conjure up song lyrics and
yeah.
stuff and pull over and write them down real quick, you know. So, but yeah, I started doing that. Then I started doing some open mic things. A place called the Hideaway Cafe in St. Petersburg. And the guy that owns that also has a recording studio. And he said, well, you know, you should record some of these songs, you know. So him and I got together at his studio and put out my first CD called Songs in the Key of West.
Yeah.
And because a lot of the songs on there were about Key West. And so came out with that CD. And then they said, well, you know, you're going to have to do a CD release party and a show or whatever. So I thought, well, you know, I need to put a band together just to do the CD release party.
I probably need some help with this.
Yeah, yeah. So I put some guys together that I got to know there at this event, and then or at the Hideaway, and then so we we did that show and did a few other shows, and decided to keep the band together, and it's morphed a few times as most bands do, but we've got it down now that we've got kind of the right people, and we're playing pretty regularly, and it's really made a difference. We rehearse every week, whether we play or not, and then that's helped a lot. We've made the band really tight, and so it's starting to pay off. And we've done, so far even this year, we've done Party Gras in New Orleans,
yep.
Music on the Bay.
Jerry was here last night playing.
Yeah, yeah, and then we've got, of course, we're here at the Panama City Parrothead Rendezvous. And we've got Meet Me in the Keys coming up here pretty soon, and doing some other Parrothead events, and so we're keeping pretty busy, so it's working out good.
I was talking with Danny Hoy and Key West Chris about the Songwriters Festival coming up in Key West, and I think that's next weekend or week after, I can't remember.
Yeah, but that's coming up soon.
I think I'm going to try to slide down there, and that's such a cool event for everybody that's involved with that. I remember when I did that Spotlight Artist last summer, you had just won the award for the Songwriter of the Year Award, I believe.
Right, yeah, very proud of that. I mean, that's that particular award, most of the other awards are voted on by all the members of the Trop Rock Music Association, but the and that award used to be that way, but they had changed it to where it was just voted on by the musicians themselves. So right. Quite an honor to have your peers pick you for such an award.
Yeah, I tried to highlight that when I did that show, was that's a heck of an accomplishment, that to be recognized by your peers and just really for your songwriting skills. That's kind of like, wow, you guys like this, huh? Yeah, this is pretty good, So, yeah, that was pretty cool for you.
Yeah, well, we're hoping this year, the nominations are coming out sometime here soon, and we're hoping to get the band. I'd like to get the band nominated for, Band of the Year. We've been nominated for, 5 years in a row for the Horizon Award, but we haven't won that one yet either. But Band of the Year, even the nomination would be good to have, just to be nominated as Band of the Year, even whether we want it or not, would be an honor. So we're hoping to maybe get that nomination this year.
That's cool, man. I mean, so you got anything? I mean, you sent me over a couple of new music the other day, and we've been playing that you sent over. You got anything else in the works, a new CD? What's on the horizon?
No, we're trying to work on a Trop Rock Chucky CD. Most of the CDs are out under my name, and we do have a single out called Party in the Keys.
Played it early.
And it's available on iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon, all those places. And so it's, that's the single we've got out, so we're hoping to add another 10 or 11 songs to that and come out with a full CD sometime maybe later this year.
There's this discussion in that people, I was talking to Danny Hoy, she's getting ready to release a new EP, and it's almost easier to do an EP these days, or maybe do two or three singles, or do a single at a time. I mean, I know from a production standpoint, it's obviously easier, but since everything has went digital and it's download, do you find it? What is your take on that? Do you think it's easier to do an EP versus a whole CD, or what do you like?
I'm still maybe kind of old fashioned. I like the full CDs. And I think people they'll actually look to see how many songs are on there before they buy it. So I like that. And of course, a lot of people, especially the younger people, they're more into they just download the music and then a lot of our fans they still want that something to hold in their hand, So it's nice to put out the CD,
When I get in my truck, I want a CD. I want to put in there.
Yeah, right.
Well, man, it's such a pleasure having you guys here. Where can everybody go and get your music that's listening?
You can actually, I think you can go to TropRockJunkies.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's most everything is available there. At least there'll be a link there. It'll take you to the usual spots like iTunes and CD Baby and all this stuff.
Yeah.
That's about it. We keep the schedule up to date on the Trop Rock Junkies page. So check us out and friend me on Facebook. Love to have you do a friend request. I'm on Facebook under Steve Tolliver, and there's also a Trop Rock Junkies page you can like on Facebook as well. So we do most of our promoting and keeping people in touch with what's going on through Facebook. We'd love to have you join us.
Man, it's such a pleasure having you here and finally getting caught up with you. We've been kind of hit and miss in different places. You know, I went down in the Keys and you were somewhere else, and then, you know, Anna Maria Island and all these other places we traveled to, and it's so nice that I know getting off that cruise is like, man, I need another cruise to get over this cruise kind of thing. But yeah, you drove it up here 10 hours, did you say?
Yeah, we drove 4 hours from Miami back to St. Pete, you know, did some laundry, and got back in the car and drove another 6 hours up here. So
I need a clean shirt and a hat. Let's go.
Yeah. It's always easier, you know, the long drives are always easier on your way to someplace.
That's right.
The coming home is a tough drive, you know. It's
I don't know why that is. Yeah,
because you're all excited about going wherever it is you're going, you know, but on the way back, it's kind of like, besides being worn out from the trip or whatever, you know, you're... you don't have anything to look forward to, but we obviously look forward to coming up here for this event. So this is our first year at this Panama City Parrothead Rendezvous. Looks like they have a nice event going on.
And,
they had a lot of people here. They're raising money for charity. So put it on your calendar for next year and come on out check it out.
Yeah, this weekend is always official, April 22nd through the 24th, around in there. The dates may change, you know, every year is whatever, but that week is the official. We had the mayor on the stage yesterday. This is my fifth year coming down, second year of broadcasting it, and I'm emceeing it this year, so I'll be up on stage with you when we get ready to go to play. They invited me back to do the Master of Ceremonies this year, which, I'm part of a Parrothead community in Chattanooga called River City Parrotheads, and man, they've raised over $200,000 over the last 4 years for the Children's Home Society of Panama City Beach. It's just an amazing thing.
That's good. That's great, yeah. And all these Parrothead events, Music on the Bay in Tampa, they raised $30,000 for the Shriners Children's Hospital this past year. Besides liking to party, they like to get involved with the community projects and stuff as well. So it's a good thing.
I got one more question for you. You ever feel like you should have started 10 years earlier as far as getting really serious about what you're doing now? Or are you pretty comfortable with the way things are rolling?
Well, I kind of like the way things are going. I mean, obviously it would have been nice to get an earlier start, but it's worked out. You know, I was in a position with my work to be able to retire a few years early. And, you know, so, you know, there's not a lot of money, big money in the music business, unless you're Kenny Chesney or somebody.
Well, yeah, yeah.
I just heard a song from him. So I was in a position to be able to do this comfortably and be able to devote the time and to the business. It worked. It just kind of all fell into place. So it was meant to be, I think.
Well, we love it, man. We love your music. We love what you're about. We love being a part of it. And it's such a pleasure having you here at Tiki Island Radio, man.
Great, great. Well, thanks for having me on. We appreciate it. And we're getting ready to start here in just
I'll let you fly.
A few minutes.
I'll see you up on stage here in just a little bit.
All right, good. Take it easy.
Thank you.
Bye.
Got
all right, thanks a lot.
Yeah, man.